A North Carolina farmer's transition out of poultry farming is providing a potential model for others stuck in the debt cycle of contract farming. Tom Lim, an immigrant from Cambodia, moved to the U.S. 20 years ago and started what he thought would be a profitable poultry business with Pilgrim's Pride. But soon he found himself overwhelmed by loans and constant pressure to upgrade his farm's equipment.
The company forced me to do a lot of upgrading and installing new stuff, and I cannot afford it. And they say if I cannot do any upgrade or any improvement, they would cut me off and let me go.
After losing his contract, Lim and his wife took on multiple jobs, working 7 days a week to pay off the $150,000 in debt they accumulated. Like many poultry farmers, Lim struggled under a system where the median payment for contract growers is only about 5 cents per pound, according to the Federal Register. Tyler Whitley is the director of Transformation, an initiative by Mercy for Animals. He says the group connected with Lim in 2022. Whitley explains that Lim's story is common and the low pay leaves many farmers unable to earn a livable wage. However, they were able to convert Lim's poultry farm into a sustainable agriculture facility. He says now this facility will serve as a hub for others to make the transition and hopefully even an educational center.
This is Tom's business. So we really want to work with him to become certified for leading school group tours, you know, tap into some of that STEM education funds that schools have.
While this project costs $700,000, Whitley says future projects could see a 30% reduction in cost, making it more feasible for other farmers to transition. Today, Lim grows a variety of crops, including lettuce, beets, and mushrooms, and hopes to get an organic certification. For Public News Service, I'm Shantia Hudson. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. This story was produced with original reporting from Donna Tried for Sentient.